Hello and welcome back. This is part two of the discourse for Starseed Codex Upgrade. With our current phase of upgrades, I am sensing into four monumental fields of energy that are influencing our next evolutionary steps. These are really like immense movements that are defining our current emergence. They are coming together as our new container from which to create and thrive. Aligning to these forces of evolution will give us monumental support to ensure our absolute success in all we do. Why? Well, because it is the unfolding divine plan. One of these emergent forces is humanitarianism and its global goodwill movement. The Aquarian energies help us to evolve structures and systems that keep us moving upward. The rising ideals associated with this are the demands for democracy, freedom, humanitarianism, philanthropy, respect for one another, and for human rights. Again and fervently, the old power structures cannot remain afloat much longer. When such a new powerful force field of energy is emerging from the mass collective. It is a process, though, and so we must be really patient. The neurology of the brain and the heart are shifting. The atom is reconfiguring. New DNA encoding is actualizing. As a race, we are metamorphing into a more intelligent template. With this, and at the very fundamental level, comes new attitudes of basic goodness, kindness, friendliness, benevolence, and a sincere willingness to help and cooperate with others who are also of this resonance. When the majority of people are orienting towards good, a will to do good arises. Naturally, a global goodwill movement emerges. The outer reflection of God's will is goodwill. Goodwill inspires humanitarianism. This is the beauty and the natural impulse of the mass awakening, and it's happening right now. Nothing can stop it. Humanitarianism is the real duty of us all. It is our high responsibility to take care of each other and to support each other without prejudice or preference. These channels are opening now. This humanitarian movement is one qualified by the cooperation and collaboration of all individuals and groups coming together for the common good of the whole. This goes beyond self-interest. Because there is coherence with our higher power and the divine presence of all life. Eventually, mass humanity will arrive into these levels and fast. As we step forward in our expanding roles, we are acknowledging our humanitarian nature as the highest priority. We always give support in some way, big or small, to this incredible awakening occurring in our world. In fact, there are untold numbers of humanitarian projects waiting in the wings and readying to bless the world. These projects are dependent upon the new economic structures that will be coming into place quite soon. Why is this happening? Well, it's happening because we can finally grasp and understand through great compassion that we are synergistically connected. We can finally understand that the rising phoenix is not singular. It is the selfless, free expression of the soul of humanity. We function now as a collective soul. Our true nature is love. Through our humanitarian works, we shall demonstrate that love intelligently. As you think about and clarify your next steps, your new acts of creation, make sure that it is humanitarian-based at its core. Another emergent movement of great influence upon us is the enlightened group mind. This relates to the evolving collective group of us. We are synthesizing as a unified intelligence that selflessly thinks together, feels together, and moves together as a catalyzing force field of divine will and grace. This is speaking about you as a sovereign self, operating inclusively within the framework of unity consciousness. We are all learning how to perceive in this way. It's no longer about the individual or our personality brand. We operate from deep coherence with our totality of being. We must continue to work diligently on transcending not only those final vestiges of separateness, but also our entire selfhood. The importance upon individual accomplishments is losing charge. Individual identity does not matter because it's not even real in the absolute sense. We perceive now from our total one consciousness and apply this unified intelligence to empower the world mission. Sure, we have unique individual roles. However, no one is above another or is more powerful than another. No one holds all of the keys. We designed it this way. We are an interlocking matrix, one unified field of divine purpose. When we come together as one, all of our puzzle pieces fit. Then we can literally move mountains as a group avatar and an invincible God force in human form. In truth, our expression is a holographic reflection of the universal whole. We must let go of all programs based upon the singular identity, the brand we think we carry, the personality we think we own. The quicker we can do this, the swifter humanity will remember who they really are and come to understand their interconnectivity. The third emerging movement concerns stabilization, meaning stabilizing the mass awakening. Our precarious world is in a very difficult passage. The conflict and turmoil will only increase as more of the illusion is exposed and dismantled. Huge societal systems are crashing down in a fear-driven world of great tribulation. We are blessed because we had forewarning that these times would be coming. We have had time to prepare and get ourselves ready for the onslaught of earth changes. Imagine all of the people who are just now awakening to the plethora of revelation, the shocking betrayals, falsehoods, and deception revealing all at once. Imagine just learning that your entire life has been built on one illusion after another. Think back to your own awakening and the confusion this brought on, the instability of emotions, the ego lashing out, the delusions of self reflecting in the mirror. Now, millions of people are waking up and are experiencing similar trauma. As fast as the shift is happening, no one gets a free pass to the stages of initiation. All must be brought into balance. We are in an overwhelming global crisis. The human psyche is very fragile, with widespread mental and emotional breakdown. It's like we live in two very distinct worlds right now. One is the self-destructing outer world, and the other is the arriving era of unity and global goodwill. Bridging these opposing energy constructs is a very complex process. Our guardian roles have never been more important to help hold the balance of light. Stabilization efforts are critical in this time of widespread confusion. We are needed to help soothe the fear and the panic, to take care of our people and help them make this transition. We are needed to help people channel their rebellious and revolutionary impulse into productive and beneficial ways that serve the greater good. We must quell the rising violent spirit of those that want revenge. There are numerous forms of educational endeavor to bring understanding about the shift, the new consciousness, and its unifying principles. We are a giant voice for the people of Earth. We are called to integrate into mainstream and help people learn the truth of who they really are and how to find and listen to that inner voice of divine providence. We continue with our grid work to reinforce all connections, to keep mending the fractures and bring cohesion to our advancing world. There is much work to be done in building new structures, systems, and advancing technologies that support our evolving nature while alleviating those that harm it. We have great challenges in our economic and governmental structures to ensure that the old regimes of control no longer have a foothold in our new world. Stability means sustainability, so that we still have a place to call home. Stabilization efforts are acutely needed across all spectrum as the breakdown continues. It's an urgently important movement to help hold the balance of light for the unfolding divine plan. Moreover, we ourselves must be grounded, stable, and clear, without attachment to outcome. Those of us ushering in the new world must be ever so cautious that we are not ensnared by the strong delusions of the dying order. It's so easy to fall back into the traps of duality, speculative belief, and emotional imbalance. The fourth emerging movement is evolutionary sensing. This concerns the intelligent use of the mind and its expanding sensory perception above and beyond the human senses. It is through these higher faculties that we draw down universal intelligence and the divine templates that are encoding our new world. We are not waiting for the old to completely go away before we build the new. We are doing this simultaneously as a group avatar, fulfilling the will of God. Through our advancing skill sets, we are restoring universal truth. We think, create, and live according to divine principles. These are the laws that govern the universe and all manifest creation. Our values as an avatar race have no boundaries. They are infinite. From this emergent platform of evolutionary sensing, we are learning how to expand as a true divine being. We are bringing forth the types of changes that makes possible what we, as a human race, have previously considered impossible. Serving as a sensory instrument, we function through both the human tactile senses and a more refined sensory mechanism. Inherent within us are certain channels designed to bridge and stabilize our human consciousness into the expanded realms. When opened, These pathways help us to perceive beyond the form and to interpret our environment from a completely different feedback system. Rather than giving credence to what we are receiving from the outside in, we place greater value with information that comes from the inside out. We learn to control the mind through determination to master the self. We are centered in that secret place of the Most High, the core essence of our entire being. From that holy center, we receive all that we need to know to carry out the collective mission. From that center, we work intelligently through self-direction, reliant only upon the higher senses. In evolutionary sensing, our perceptual capability has expanded beyond the realm of the human dimension and is able to detect the finer, subtler vibratory fields. The human senses are bridged and working in collaboration with a more sophisticated sensory faculty that receives impressions from divine mind. Dependency is not solely upon the brain, but also with a channel of attunement that goes beyond the cognizing intellect. This is an expanded sensory capacity that can interpret information through gnosis or insightful spiritual knowledge. As we think, so shall we create. We will be getting into a lot of aspects on evolutionary sensing throughout this entire year. And so to close, these are the four emerging movements that qualify our next steps on the evolutionary path. Humanitarianism and its global goodwill movement. The enlightened group mind. Shift stabilization. And evolutionary sensing. Begin moving your entire life into these directions. You will be assured of having monumental support to ensure your highest alignment to where the whole is migrating. It might be a retweaking here and there to bring your work into a higher resonance. It might also mean a complete shift from what you have been doing up to now. We've turned the corner, and it's a brand new worldscape. There is no normal to return to from this point forward. I hope this helps you to understand where we are going in this new cycle. Needless to say, it is quite immense, so please take your time with it all. Listen to this again and again. There's lots of jewels embedded in this sharing. Thank you so very much. With all of my love, namaste.